Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus. We are the show where encounter meets mission. Check out Beyond Damascus here on St. Gabriel Radio or on your favorite podcast app or on YouTube. You can basically find us anywhere. And if you are excited and hungry for mission, check out the show. Today, friends, is a reading from John's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and had held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. Once again, this is John's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. This is a rich section of readings from the Gospel of John, friends. As I was reading through and preparing for today's prayer lab, there's a couple things that just stand out here. I mean, man, just those that phrase in the last few lines of today's reading, that many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him, because of Lazarus. Wow, each of us who have been brought to a place of transformation and conversion, let us witness to the way that Jesus has, you know, in a spiritual sense, brought us out of the tomb so that, like Lazarus, our story might inform and transform the hearts of others. Today, though, I want to focus on a lovely woman named Mary. We, of course, know the story of Mary and Martha. That's maybe where we spend most of our time in reflecting on this woman and the way that she showed truly extravagant love for our Lord Jesus. And there's something about this reading that's particular here, and I want to capture it in this. When we speak about the way that we demonstrate worship to the Lord, the way that we, you know, going back to the original way that that word worship was used in Scripture and in the history of the church, the way that we sacrifice for the Lord, it ought to cost us something. Is it appropriate that Mary worshiped Jesus in this way, with the sacrifice of this perfume and, in some ways, the sacrifice of her own dignity, laying before him, crying at his feet, and drying the oil from his feet with her hair? This is a beautifully appropriate style of worship, but it's probably not something that you or I have done in the last few days. When it comes to showing the Lord an extravagant display of worship, what matters is that we orient our hearts to him in a way where we give him a gift that costs us everything, that we give him the gift of our life and the gift of our worship, the gift of our activity, the gift of our care and attention and devotion. Whether you're kneeling in prayer, pray with your heart. If you're praying out loud, pray with your whole mind and body. As we enter into this Holy Week, let's give the Lord all of our worship.